The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning! Warning!
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger! Danger!
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
That's right, we are heading for trouble. But once we find it, we're going to steer clear of it. And the way we do that is with the help of David Trainer, the president of New Constructs. He is the guy responsible for the New Constructs analysis system, and they analyze securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. They do it by jumping in at the footnotes level, so going to the very bottom and working their way up when most people are looking at the top line numbers and then working their way down. The result is that at times the picture that New Constructs sees is very different from what the average investor sees. When something is misleading and it works in the investor's favor, well, that may be something that's attractive, but when it works against you, that is dangerous. If you want to learn more about how the system works, go to newconstructs.com. Follow them on Twitter at newconstructs. If you want more information on their danger zone pick, they blog specifically after David talks to me. They post a blog that goes further into their details of why something was in the danger zone. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Pros Holdings.
Danger, danger.
Okay, Pros Holdings Incorporated. It's ticker symbol PRO. I don't know much other than that this is a small software company that also does servicing. Like, they don't just provide you the software, but they also do some servicing with it. And I know it's a software application tech company, but that makes it very different from a lot of the other tech companies that we have talked about, where we've known exactly what they do or the name is recognizable. So what's the problem here?
You just added to the list. I mean, yet another tech company. It's not really clear what they do. They do e-commerce type of stuff, right? Selling B2B, B2C. They compete with the big boys like the Oracles and Sabres and even Salesforce.com of the world. And of course, their margins and profitability are highly negative. So, you know, they don't have any profits to deal with. They have negative margins. And really what we think is interesting here is that the sentiment and the stock price really made a shift when the company decided it was going to shift to the cloud. And all of a sudden, being unprofitable was acceptable because they were unprofitable like all the other cloud companies. You know, by the way, Box, Splunk, FireEye, those are all examples of previous cloud stocks that have been in the danger zone and have had significant drops since we put them in there. But yeah, these guys, it's another like cloud, e-commerce, you should love us. And guess what? The stock's up over 100% in the last 6 months.
So the good news has been if anybody who bought it has held it, they've made a little bit of money on this. The bad news is it's now got bad valuations on top of non-existent earnings, right?
Yeah, I mean, to justify the current stock price, it has to go from a negative 35% margin to 6%. The last time they did that was in 2011. And also grow revenues by about 20% for a decade. Right? You know, it's funny. For all those investors that love these stocks, you got to just be real with me for 1 minute and tell me, you know, you understand the fact that you can have your revenue growth or your profit margin, but almost never do you get both, right? And we hear all the time, oh, they're growing the top line. Profits are terrible, but that's okay, right? Or, you know, if you're not growing the top line, at least you got profits. But to do both is almost impossible. Not even Amazon. Razor-thin margins at Amazon.
Right.
So when you see both in the stock price, it's hard to make a straight-faced argument that this thing is priced anywhere close to reality.
What would be a catalyst that would make the market wake up and smell the coffee on this?
Well, you know, they've been pushing the non-GAAP earnings number for a long time. So you got a catalyst on two fronts here. One, they miss even their own numbers because you can only take so many cookies out of the cookie jar before the cookie's empty, right? Or the jar is empty. So at some point, something's got to break because the profits just aren't there. But if the SEC influences these guys away from exploiting the non-GAAP stuff, which, you know, look, the SEC's been rattling the saber to do that, all of a sudden people start looking at the real numbers, they start asking questions, and the thing blows up. And, again, I'm going to fall back on my typical lame answer about, you know, I can't always predict when this is going to happen, but the market can't overlook losses forever because this company can't be funded forever.
When it happens, how ugly is the number going to get? I mean, this is a stock currently trading in the low 20s. So what is a value for a stock that can't grow its earnings or its profits enough to justify its numbers?
Well, we always like to put an alternative scenario in our reports that track the danger zone. And Kyle put in a 6% margin again, going from negative 35 to 6%, and that would be in 2016. And instead of growing revenues at 20% for a decade, they just do 12. The stock's worth the $9.
60% haircut, and no reason to believe that's actually achievable in terms of the underlying numbers that would be necessary just to lose that little money. Yep, it's why PROS Holdings, ticker symbol PRO, is in the danger zone. David, thanks as always for joining us to explain this stuff.
Always good to be with you, Chuck. Thank you.
David Trainer, he is president of New Constructs. If you want more information, it's newconstructs.com. On Twitter, @NewConstructs. They blog about their danger zone choice. They tweet about their danger zone choice. So follow them on Twitter. Go to the website. Get the information you need. All right, up next, our second big interview today. This with the Moneyologist. That's right, my friend Quentin Fittrell, news editor at MarketWatch. But the guy who writes the Moneyologist column is here. We'll be talking a lot of weird financial stuff when we come back right after this message.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.